Well, Britain and France have dismissed promises by Syria that it's committed to ending the ongoing crackdown against anti-government dissent. And that rings true for the besieged city of Homs. For the fifth day running, government forces have been shelling that city relentlessly. The latest attack has reportedly killed at least 50 civilians. There are also reports of pro-government militias conducting house-to-house sweeps and killing everybody in sight. The sense of despair among the city's 1 million inhabitants is palpable. Danny Abdul-Daim is one of them. He lives in an apartment block in Homs in the suburb of Baba Amma, and he says 16 mortars had landed on his street today. I spoke with Danny earlier this morning.
4 days non-stop bombarding on all Homs, the city. They're bombarding this area I'm living in. It's called Baba Amma. It's shut down by all security forces and by the army. They're bombarding us with tank shells, they're bombarding us with mortar bombs and rocket launches. They always start at 5 a.m. and they finish at 8 a.m. Non-stop bombarding. They bombard civilian houses. Most of the casualties are civilians that have been living in their houses. We have children. Today we have 3 dead children, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. They all died in their houses. No one's safe here, even in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom. You're not safe. Any time a rocket could land in your house.
So your
house... All the children and the women and all the civilians know here. Yes.
So your house is in this area of Baba Amma where the bombardment has been happening. Has it been happening close to you? Have houses next to you? Has your house been shelled?
The house... They've targeted this house today because this house is what we like to call the press office. This is the only house in the whole area that has internet. We have satellite internet and began so we can go live on TV. They tried to target it today. More than 16 rockets landed in the street in front of my house. Two rockets hit the building right next to me. I woke up like 6 a.m. The whole house was moving. That's how I woke up, by the sounds of the rockets.
So, Danny, what are people doing there? Are they trying to go to find a safer place to be? Are they trying to go to other places, leave their homes, or is that not safe to leave your home?
Tell the honest truth, there's not one area that's safe in Homs, and anyway, no one can leave this area. The snipers all around the area, they shoot everyone. The snipers shoot children, they just shoot anyone who cuts the street. Even children from 8 years old to 12 years old, 10 years old, they all know that they're snipers. You should see them running so the sniper doesn't shoot them. What kind of life is that for children? They know they have to run the street so they don't be shot by a sniper. Women are seeing bodies in the street and blood in the street. It's becoming something normal, seeing bodies and blood. People got used to it now. They shouldn't get used to that kind of stuff. And no one's helping. No, there's no humanity in the world. No one's even talking about this. We want people to start helping us. We don't care if America comes in or military from Israel comes in. We don't care. We want help. We can't fight them alone. The Free Syrian Army here can't fight them. They put some guys on the tanks, civilians on the tanks, so the Free Syrian Army can't hit the tanks. Most of the checkpoints and the barracks they have, they've got civilians in there, so the Free Syrian Army can't hit them and can't shoot them.
And what sort of force is the Free Syrian Army? Is their presence on the streets visible? Are they strong enough to even take to the streets?
They are strong enough to defend. See, the Free Syrian Army in this area, in Baba Amma, and in all Homs, they don't attack. They're here to defend. They don't allow the Syrian Army, the Syrian forces and the mercenaries to come in and kill and shoot. They can defend. But how are they going to defend the area against bombarding by rockets and tank shells? They've even got anti-aircraft tanks. They've been shooting at all the buildings with anti-aircraft shells and BMB tanks and T-72 tanks. Free Syrian Army only has some Kalashnikovs and some RBJ rockets and handguns and some different missiles. That's all we have.
So do the people of Baba Amma, the people of Homs, would they welcome the international community arming the Free Syrian Army? Would they welcome the international community deciding on some kind of military intervention as occurred in Libya?
Yes, yes, yes. We've been asking this for 7 months now. Asking that we want this, or we want some, or we want no fly zone, we want a safe area. We've been asking for more than 7 months now. And no one's doing anything about it. The UN abandoned the Syrian people, the Arab League abandoned the Syrian people. While they sit and discuss what they're going to do about the situation in Syria, every minute there's someone dying here. There's a woman being raped, or a kid being killed. And there's people being tortured. Well, people sit and discuss what are they going to do about Syria.
The US says it's run out of tools it can use to stop the killings in Homs. Do you have any hope of a diplomatic resolution to this? Do you think that Russia could use its influence to help end the violence?
No, Russia wouldn't want to end the violence. Russia wanted to end the violence, did this a long time ago. China used the veto. They've got Syrian blood all over their hands. If it wasn't for them, we would have finished a long time ago. And anyway, we do not want a dialogue with this regime. We want the execution of the President Bashar Assad. He is a murderer. He has killed his own people.
What's your message, Danny, to President Assad?
My message to him is not going to stop. This is going to keep going. I'm sorry, I refuse to call him President Bashar. He's a murderer. He's killing his own people.
Homs has been bombarded now for 5 days. What are you and the others with you doing to stay safe? What can you do?
There's nothing we can do to stay safe. We were 20 people in cell. We only had 2 handguns. Because we were not a regime to take us alive. If they do take us alive, we would be tortured to death.
So you're in a house with 20 people. All you've got is 2 handguns.
And a rocket just now, while I was just talking.
That was just a rocket, was it? Are you there, Danny?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Where was the rocket? Where did that land?
Oh, no, somewhere like away from me or somewhere, in the same area.
The people of Australia are aware of what's going on, so we wish you well. You take care.
All right, thank you.
That's Danny Abdul-Dayem. He is an anti-government activist and a resident in the city of Homs, joining us there from the besieged city. And the US says it's run out of tools to stop the killings in Homs. Turkey is still trying. It's launched a diplomatic initiative to try and pressure Damascus. It's planning or hoping to convene a conference, it says, of like-minded countries who stand behind the Syrian people. And more on that development emerging, I suppose, over the next day or two. It's 20 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.